Coulson's next move is to make Ellison believe that he controls his own destiny. He allows Ellison to go back inside to consider his options. But Coulson soon fears that his plan will backfire.
My biggest concern was that maybe Mr. Ellison wasn't in total control, and that someone inside would say, this is enough of this, we're going to shoot our way out of here, and turn the whole thing into a very chaotic firefight, much like the ATF had at Waco.
I don't want my children, but if I have to sacrifice my children for what God's doing, I'll have to do it, because he'll take them anyway if he wants them. If you
have faced
that reality,
yes, Coulson and Ellison negotiate around the clock. FBI snipers hold their aim, and TV crews hold their breath, fearing a bloody gun battle. After 4 days of tense negotiations, Coulson finally convinces Ellison to surrender. Hundreds of innocent lives are spared.
And the motto of the FBI's hostage rescue team is to save lives. And if we can negotiate a person out, it's much better than going to have to drag them out and maybe shoot them. And if you're true to your motto and the things you believe in, that was the only possible course of action that we could have taken.
The peaceful resolution, I think, came about because of the government's willingness to talk, to not come in shooting, firing right off the bat, their integrity, and I think ultimately just the grace of God working everything out to where nobody got killed.
Ellison served 6 years in prison, and today he's preaching in another compound in Oklahoma. Kerry Noble spent 2 years in prison and left the CSA for good. And in a remarkable turn of events, today Kerry Noble and Danny Coulson have forged a very unique friendship. One that wouldn't exist if it were not for the secret strategies of the FBI.
To go from a time when we were pointing weapons at each other to a time now that we sit around and drink iced tea and talk about our kids, it is a great irony for me that the first time I met with Kerry Noble after this event was many, many years later, and I said, Kerry, I'm really glad I didn't shoot you. And he looked at me and said, Danny, I'm really glad I didn't shoot you too.
Tonight, we've taken you inside one of the world's most secretive crime-fighting organizations, the FBI. We've seen how the Explosives Unit uses cutting-edge technology and painstaking detective work to track down society's most dangerous killers. And how one artist relies more on her ears than her eyes to create the portrait of a suspect. We've shown you how the FBI uses everything from cutting-edge technology to informants to infiltrate and arrest criminals. But there are many other tactics that cannot be revealed in order to protect national security. Strategies that will forever remain among the FBI's best-kept secrets.